All right, speaking with State Representative Tony McCombie from Savannah, you know, it was a couple weeks ago I spoke with State Senator Chuck Weaver, and he had mentioned that he would like to see the state trails open and basically for movement activities like equestrian or running or biking or jogging or walking or whatever. And with the stay-in-place orders that right now stand in effect through April 30th, people are trying to figure out, what can I do? What can my family do? So here's another push being made to the governor in regards to, well, can we utilize these state parks? So I guess, Representative McCombie, talk a little bit about your motivation in trying to get something accomplished in regards to this.
Sure. And this also isn't the first time any of us have been, you know, asking, you know, these questions or, you know, making these requests. We've tried, you know, via phone and email and, you know, have been shot down as well. So we, you know, we really wanted just to, this time to make it a very formal request, you know, and put it out there. So we're kind of confused actually why they were shut down in the first place. You know, they are, you know, some of our parks are thousands of acres, and to actually, you know, think that there is an issue with overcrowding and, you know, having not meeting the social distancing requirements, you know, people are going to, you know, some are already going stir crazy, have, you know, multiple kids in their homes, and they need to get out of the house to do, you know, something and still follow all of the guidelines. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons you see, you know, going to the grocery store, you see families of, you know, with mom and dad and four kids going to the grocery store, because it's an outing compared to, you know, going for a walk on a trail and different things like that. So I think it's just extremely important, you know, especially now, you know, we're talking about our physical, the governor is talking about our physical and our mental health and our emotional wellness. This is a huge thing that is important, especially for our area out here and lots of parts of the downstate, you know, outside of Cook County in Chicago. That's extremely important. And our constituents are telling us all of the time. And, you know, some are breaking it. And as the weather gets better, you're going to find that more and more often. And is that better for the employees that are working in our parks to have to be worried about people coming on there and worrying about their safety than just opening it back up?
And then do you think, or have you heard, has the governor's administration, do you think they're receptive to an idea like that, or have you heard nothing from them?
You know, as of right now, he's no. He has the not personally, obviously, the administration has come back and said no, and it really is more of a statewide policy. I think, in my opinion, they feel that a policy is good for one part of the state. It's good for the entire part of the entire state. And I strongly disagree with that. Illinois is very diverse in economics and in obviously in nature as well. So in our population density, I could go on and on. So, yeah, I don't think at this time he's necessarily considering that. I do hope, and we are, excuse me, we are pushing as a caucus, and I also know some of his members as well, if they want to do an extension that they do of the shelter in, that they do consider a regional approach and not a state approach, because I don't think it will be right for us to continue to have a shelter in policy when it may not be warranted for us in, you know, less populated areas.
You are hearing some of that then conversation about potentially a regional, basically kind of rollout of moving away from some of these restrictions, I guess. I mean, that you are hearing some talk about that.
That is our request. We're not hearing that from the governor's office. No, no. I don't know if he is. I hope he is hearing us. And like I said, his members are saying it as well as the Republican side of the aisle. So I hope he's hearing and I hope he's listening to, you know, this and seeing the science of it and is listening to that. He talks about that every day. So I hope he is actually going to, you know, follow what he's saying and consider that. I think it's fine. you know, if the state wants to follow a social distancing and restrict to 10 or 50, if that's what they want to do, but to have our, you know, our bars and our restaurants and our what some consider non-essential, which are very essential to other people. I mean, it's not right for us to continue to have folks not be able to feed their families. It's a big problem, and I think he has to consider a regional approach. Otherwise, I don't know how any administration could pick this up.
Do you think that should include, when you talk about regional approach, do you think that should include return to school as well?
Well, you know, I think it should be up to the superintendents. I think if that's what the local superintendents decide, I think that should be up to them to do. Just like I think it should be up to the mayor of Chicago or, you know, the mayor of Rock Island if they decide, you know, in more populated areas. You know, if the governor wants to put on a statewide social distancing, you know, for 10 people or 50 people and put in some guidelines that way, let him do that. But if more populated areas or schools or different businesses want to put in some of their, you know, more restrictive things, let them do that. And if people don't want to go into those areas, you know, that they might consider, you know, hot areas, or if they have compromised health, then they shouldn't go there.
State Representative Tony McCombie joining us on WRMJ.